Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Jane Peterson, sitting in for Mike Cornell and Brett Gibson, providing you with a map of my spiritual journey. I was born and raised in Granville, Michigan, that portion of the Lower Peninsula known as the Bible Belt of the North, to parents who were non-participants of a relatively conservative denomination. I was baptized as an infant and grew up attending church services on the big holy days of Christmas and Easter. I'm delighted to report that both of my grandmothers were grounded in their faith walks, one Catholic and the other apostolic, and so I often attended services with them into my teenage years. As with many young men and women, in my 20s I fell away as life decisions such as my career became important, spending several years truck driving across the USA and Canada. Skip ahead into my 30s. I had grown weary of a directionless life on the road and needed a new compass. I decided to return to one of the denominations of my youth and spent a year-long study of how to be a Christian, but we really never engaged in Bible study. I began asking questions about Jesus Christ, such as, why is he important? You know, nothing earth-shattering. But no one could provide solid biblical and intellectual answers. Simultaneously, I was also fulfilling a career desire to get a college education. Disillusioned about Christianity, I fell away from the church and engulfed myself into my studies. Higher education must be the answer to my search for direction, I thought. This led me to years of study, including a year in Italy. Skip ahead into my 40s. By 2008, I had achieved undergraduate and graduate degrees, both with high honors and work in the education field. I was good academically, but it did not provide the grounding I needed. I had returned to attending church services, going through the motions of being Christian light. You know, living of the world, but claiming that I was a good person. I was 49 years old when a neighbor invited me to a Bible preaching church. My first visit convicted me of what I needed. This new community connected me with a female deacon who spoke truth to me and answered all my questions. On March 21, 2013, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. He is the compass for which I searched all those years. Having had careers in transportation, education, and now radio, all my decisions are made through the lens of who God wants me to be. In the Christian life, we are called to support and shepherd each other. I'm delighted that WRVM listeners find community through our programming and events. Thank you for supporting and praying for Voice of the Master.